Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Johnston with a T, right?
Correct, yes. Okay. Hugh Johnston.
Gotcha.
It's not Magic's brother.
Do you want it one more time?
No, I mean, I'm good. We've established it. It's Johnston.
Yes. Yeah.
You ready for coordinator sound, Stoney?
Absolutely.
So every week the coordinators meet with the media, and we like to bring you the best of what they had to say. Kelvin Shepherd is the defensive coordinator. Here's what he had to say about stopping, or what he sees, rather, in the rushing attack of the Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley. He's hurting you for two less yards per carry than a year ago. Saquon Barkley averaged 5.8 yards a carry last year, 3.9 yards a carry this year. I know he said he doesn't care what the stats say. It doesn't look the same to the naked eye,
no.
And it's not the same.
No.
Measurably not the same.
Right, and just like the Lions, their offensive line has been banged up, not as much as the Lions compared to last year with Ragnall and Zeitler leaving, but, you know, Lane Johnson's been in and out at times. Dickerson was in and out at times. Juergens is hurt. So, yeah, that has something to do with it. But, no, they're not running the ball as well as they did last year.
So, really interesting. In watching the film of the Washington game, there was one guy for the Lions that had a great game compared to the rest of the season. He actually had half a sack. And according to Kelvin Shepherd, he jumped off the film, stood out. And then he admitted he'd never really heard of this guy. Until they played against him, and that guy he's talking about is Roy Lopez.
On his tape, a Colonel Arizona tape. He does, like, nose tackles don't get a lot of praise. And that's what he played primarily in Arizona, was straight nose tackle over the center, and he wore him out. He doesn't get the credit that he deserves as far as his athleticism and his first step quickness. I think that you guys got to see on display in Washington. But yeah, man, he's been phenomenal. And talking about ultra team guys, selfless. He doesn't care if he plays 150 snaps. He's going to make the most of his opportunities.
He really, really liked him. I love that story.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never heard of him. But what a great way to figure out who you want. Talk to your players and who's hard to play against.
I remember when they signed him. About a month afterwards, I was at the owners' meetings in West Palm. I asked Jonathan Gannon about him.
Yeah.
And he said he's just the greatest team guy, hustles, works his butt off, and he thinks he'd be maybe not a significant contributor, but somebody who will definitely help with the Lions.
Well, he helped last week. All right, Terrion Arnold. A lot of talk about Terrion Arnold from the fans, and certainly he's been playing better. A couple of weeks ago, Calvin Shepard just came out and said, I don't like the way he's playing in run support. He needs to be better there. This week, asked about how he played against Washington. Here's what the Lions defensive coordinator said.
His coverage speaks for itself, but I told you the part of the game. And you look down in the tight red, they ran a sweep to him. He had a blocker on him. He beats the blocker and goes under to make the play. That was probably my most proud play in that game.
I thought the last 2 weeks were good steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
Really hope he can stay healthy, which is an issue.
No, I know.
All right, more on getting guys back. It started with being asked about Josh Pascal, and here's what he had to say about players returning to the lineup.
Another player that can help us. Well, like I said, it's about to be fun when the rabbit gets the gun back. I got Davenport out on the grass. When I look up and see DJ Reed, I see Pascal out on the grass. I see Kirby progressing on the grass. Like, man, listen, there's no slight thing you got to be mad at. Those guys are playing a lot of ball for us. I know exactly what Pascal brings to the table. I know exactly how he can help us. And like I told him a month ago, as soon as he's available, he'll be right back.
We've kind of, he's kind of a forgotten man in all this.
Yes.
Josh Pascal.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yep. Not as much as Davenport, but hopefully they can get these guys back for the stretch run. And in the meantime, do the unthinkable, and that's not have a whole bunch of other guys get hurt.
Yes. All right. True.
One more. Ahmed Hassani is back with the organization. He's been in and out, the practice squad, whole thing like that. And, Calvin Shepard was asked what it's like to have him back, and he told this story. Quite a personality.
He means it. The kid's passionate. He's appreciative of these opportunities that he's getting afforded. I mean, his kid, again, 6 years ago, he had no idea he would be living this kind of dream of his. He thought it was out of the realm of comprehension that he could be in the NFL. So it just reminds you, that guy reminds me to appreciate each and every moment. Don't take things for granted. It's good to have that type of energy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Huge football game coming up on Sunday night. The Lions in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles. And we got a Lions insider at the station, and he's down at Allen Park. It's the Birchie Kid. Yo, Birchie, what up?
Yo, boys, how we doing? Happy Friday, as always.
Yeah, things are good. Big game this week. Lots of excitement. Could you feel it in the building this week? I know they say we got to treat them all the same, and if you don't treat them all the same, you get in trouble, but could you tell the difference?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely simmering down here. And this is a game that, when the schedule came out, I don't know if these guys are old school like this, but they at least circled it in their minds. And I think we got the clearest snapshot of that from none other than Ahmed Hassanein, who was re-signed to the practice squad this week. So we got to talk to him for the first time in a few months, and he was detailing a team meeting they had on Monday, I believe, Monday morning, where Dan Campbell addressed the team. And as Ahmed explained, Dan was like, "We've wanted these guys for a long time, man. Like, they know that, you know, of all of the big dogs that the Lions have played during their own rise to big dog status over the past 2-3 years, the Eagles are the one they haven't collided with yet." And both teams and a lot of players on both teams thought this collision was going to happen in the playoffs last year. Even Campbell said this week, you know, he began thinking about how they might stop the tush push last season, figuring that they might see this team in the playoffs. And Avante Maddox, who was on the Eagles last year, said this week, you know, a lot of us in that locker room last year were thinking about the Lions. Both these teams felt like they were destined to run into each other in the playoffs. And, of course, injuries prevented that from happening for the Lions. So this feels like a game, you know, at least a year, maybe 2 years in the making. And yeah, these guys are raring to go in this building.
Is there anybody down there, Birchie, who loves you like Hassanin loves Kelvin Shepard?
Well, I do like Hassanin loves life. I mean, that guy is straight up happy to be here. That goes back to the very first time we spoke with him, and he was blown away by all the free snacks in the facility, including the lobster mac and cheese. So I got to try and get my hands on some of that. But you won't meet a more grateful person in this building, maybe in this league, than Ahmed Hassanin.
Wow. Injury-wise, are there any updates today?
Yeah, it's not looking all too promising on the injury front. Doesn't sound like Tyrion Arnold will play. He's still in concussion protocol. It's unlikely, it feels like, that Sam Laporta will play. He's been dealing with a back injury. Amik Robertson is maybe 50-50 at best. They don't intend to activate either DJ Reed or Marcus Davenport, who returned to practice this week for Sunday's game. Now, all of those scenarios could change over the next 48 hours, but this feels like it might be another Legion of Whom type outing on Sunday night.
What about Josh Pascal?
Yeah, so Josh Pascal, you know, they're hoping to get him back to practice. Sorry, back into the lineup, you know, at some point over the next 2-3 weeks. I don't see that happening as soon as Sunday. I think they want to get him at least one more week under his belt before they unleash him. And I was also remiss not to mention Kirby Joseph. He also not practicing today, so very unlikely that he plays Sunday as well.
Look, I know they re-signed, Ferkser to the practice squad this week. You mentioned Laporta. Brock Wright just getting back to practice. He's not 100%, but he'll play. Dare I say that this could be a Tesla type of a game where they might not use the tight end and might have more of four receivers at times?
Well, they really love Brock Wright in this building, you know. So maybe it's not quite as much 12 personnel with two tight ends out there, but I would fully expect, if Laporta can't play, for Brock Wright to play a pretty substantial role in this game. Dan was actually just raving about him this morning and how he kind of, in their eyes, is the full package of tight end, a player who's smart, who's dependable, who's tough, who can pass block, run block, at least in their eyes, pretty consistently, and run some routes. So I don't think we'll see the tight end completely abandoned in this game. One interesting note on a larger tight end conversation from today, and something that we've been noticing down here at practice over the past month, is that Jackson Meeks, who popped as a receiver during training camp and was brought back on the practice squad, has been taking a lot of reps at tight end in practice over the past 3 or 4 weeks. And Dan said, you know, that was first by necessity about a month ago, where he had to play some scout team tight end. And he just did some things over the course of that week that really caught our eye, including one rep where I guess he just held his own in a one-on-one battle against Al-Qadeen Muhammad. And, you know, they feel like maybe there's a future for Jackson Meeks as kind of a hybrid H-back, some fullback, some tight end. So maybe a longer storyline to note, nothing that would impact Sunday night's game, but an interesting subplot to the season. Maybe they can find a role for Jackson Meeks, who was obviously kind of a sensation at receiver in training camp. Maybe his NFL future's at tight end.
Is he nearly big enough?
He's a pretty big body. Yeah, he's a pretty big boy. And when you see him walking around the locker room, he does kind of cut the profile of a tight end. So they really like his strength and his length there, and they think that, you know, it might translate to a bigger, maybe even full-time role.
He's listed at 6'2", 218 on the Lions roster.
All right, so I think one of the huge matchups in this game is whether or not the new and improved interior of the offensive line can handle the interior of Philly's defensive line. And this is one matchup I'm going to watch. What has been said about this matchup leading up to this game?
Yeah, I think that's what decides this game. And it's basically Tate Ratledge versus all of his former teammates. I mean, you know, over his 5 years at Georgia, he saw a lot of Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and even N'Kobe Dean and Nolan Smith. And, you know, he was talking a little bit about those guys in the locker room yesterday and said that Jalen Carter, definitely the hardest among them to handle. Also told a story about Nolan Smith denting Tate Ratledge's face mask on a play where Tate Ratledge had to, make a pull block, and Nolan Smith came downhill and just rammed him square in the chin, and Tate's face mask was dented. So he knows exactly what that front seven has in store Sunday night. And, you know, I think it's pretty notable that Nolan Smith made his return to the Eagles lineup last week and made an instant impact. And certainly, as Stoney can tell everyone, you know, they've obviously missed some guys from last year's Super Bowl team between Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, but they have a huge number of difference makers there. And I thought that the Lions' interior offensive line bounced back in a really big way last week. A much different challenge this week. I agree, Karsh. This, to me, can Tate Ratledge, Graham Glasgow, and Kaiode Awosika answer the bell Sunday night? If they can, you know, I feel pretty good about this team's chances.
And the pass rushing that they just added with Phillips is going to be huge, trying to contain him. And Jalix Hunt on the other side, he doesn't get a lot of them, but it seems like won a game, he's definitely in the quarterback's face.
Sorry, say that one more time, Stone.
Jalix Hunt from the other side, besides Phillips rushing, he's a pretty good pass rusher too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's how they've built this defense, and it's not a very complex defense because Vic Fangio's defenses never are. They're just going to come at you with their best players and dare you to block them one-on-one, and a lot of teams can't. Take the Super Bowl last year as maybe the most glaring recent example. So the offensive line felt much better about the way it played last week, but obviously a different challenge this week against a defense that Scotty Montgomery called the most talented the Lions have seen this year from top to bottom. I know the numbers might not bear it out yet for the Eagles from yards and points allowed, but you look at all of the different threats they have and you understand exactly why Scotty says that.
All right, so play calling. It gets a ton of attention, and certainly when you have the performance, the no punt performance, that's going to, you know, really excite people. Is this still the real test? I mean, you know, it's all fine and dandy what you did against Washington. Isn't this the affirmation that Campbell's can do the job at a high level the rest of the way if they can do it on Sunday night?
Yeah, this is how you put a stamp on what you did last week. And to be fair to John Morton, the Lions offense had plenty of prolific outings against defenses that are similarly ranked this season to that Commanders defense, from Chicago to right. Cincinnati to a couple others, and to Baltimore as well. And you know, the Lions certainly made a statement last week, but it'll ring hollow if they don't back it up on Sunday night. And yeah, I just want to see some of the trends that Campbell reversed continue on Sunday night. And I think the most important one is that they finally got back to the play action. And that's been a hallmark of this offense when it's been humming over the past 3 years. And you know, I dove into some of the numbers, but just take last year, you know, Jared Goff led the NFL by a wide margin in play-action passes and percentage of play-action dropbacks, and that was by no mistake the best season of his career. That had been a trend for a couple of years under Ben Johnson. Well, that element of the offense really did dry up over the past month or so with John Morton calling plays, partly because they struggled to run the ball. But, you know, over the first 8 games, I believe he was only dropping back in play-action a quarter of the time. That was back over 50% last week. And to no surprise, the offense was pinpoint, and Jared Goff was almost unstoppable in those play action sets. So, you know, you hope to see them run the ball with some authority and some efficiency early and then dip into that play action, because that's when this offense has been at its very best.
With all the hubbub over A.J. Brown, to me and a lot of people, they think Devontae Smith's their best wide receiver anyway. How much with the Lions' injuries in the secondary, when you got Brown, you got Smith, and don't sleep on Dallas Goedert either. Stopping there, everybody talks about Saquon, but their passing game is pretty good if Hurts gets time.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, like I said earlier, you might see some Nick Whiteside in this game. You know, you'll definitely see some Arthur Millette. We'll see if Amik can or can't go. You'll see a lot of Rocky Seam, and you'll probably see a good bit of Maddox too, who's making his Philadelphia return after playing his first, I think, 8 years of his career there and playing in a couple Super Bowls. So the Lions are dipping back into their depth in the secondary, and those guys will definitely have to answer the bell. It helps that, unlike the last time Legion of Whom was relied on, Brian Branch will be on the field, and I think we saw him get back to the disruptive, unstoppable defensive force that he is last week. So that gives you a better feeling about Sunday night.
All right, my man, are you not making this trip, or are you?
No. I'll be watching from the comfort of the Fox 2 studios. We're on post-game Sunday night, so check us out. I think Dan Miller will have some live coverage, and Jennifer Hammond from Philly, and we'll be breaking it all down in the studio.
Love it. All right. Bertie, I'm off to Wrigley Field.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We got Enjoy.
Michigan
Enjoy.
Northwestern.
An iconic slice of baseball.
That's right. Michigan Northwestern, and I'm fired up for it. So
yeah, I'm fired up for you.
Yeah,
you should make one of those beer snakes, but you got to do it all by yourself. See how many beer cups you can stack out in the outfield, and then go call the game.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, I think it's only appropriate that's what I do. Yeah.
You got a better chance of seeing God.
I don't want to let the audience down. So I'll step up. Bertie, take care,
you
man.
Hey, give me a shout. I'll happily come join you.
We'll see him, man.
All right, see you guys.
There he is, our Lions insider, Will Birchfield, joins us every Friday here on 97.1. We are 10 minutes away from our picks. Hear what John Morton had to say about his demotion straight ahead here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Stoney is in for Scott the Gator Anderson. Mike, it's been fun to have you all week.
Hey, we'll be doing it again during the holidays, I believe.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. All right, so John Morton, he was calling plays for the Lions, a new offensive coordinator, right up until last week. And he had to answer to the media today, which was yesterday. And I got to tell you, I think he did a phenomenal job to keep it professional. This can't be easy. And I, you know, how it's operating from here on out, given the fact that Dan Campbell and Jared Goff kind of rushed to his defense, tells me that he is still a valued member of this staff.
Absolutely. You know, what's he going to say? I mean,
right. Well, here's what he had to say about how it went down.
That's what everybody gets into it for, right?
Yep.
You think?
Yep. You know, look, it's putting as much of a positive spin on this situation as you can, because it has to be hard. But I did find it very interesting how out of his way Campbell and Goff went. They didn't need to do that.
No.
But they did do it. Here's more from John Morton on what, when somebody's in a good flow as a play caller, what does that look like? What does that feel like? Because a lot of people talked about how Campbell got in a flow during the game. Here's what he had to say.
But you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's just first down, second down, first down, second down, first down, second down. And we had those moments this year. But it's just like everything was clicking last week. And I just thought that was really cool seeing that. And the players feed off of that. You know what I mean? So that's the thing I've learned from it.
So interesting. Every play, what would he do? Just waiting for Dan to ask him when Dan feels like he could use his advice.
And so he's going to be an advisor. He's going to help in game plan. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Here was an interesting way to put it. He was asked about whether or not this was a shot to his pride. Here's what he said. I gotta like the guy.
Yeah, you can kind of feel sorry for her that it didn't work out at that specific level of the position.
Mm-hmm. But I did like, he asked a reporter, what are you going to do when they tell you you're covering high school games? Yeah. I don't know if you caught that. He was talking to a reporter there, like, how are you going to handle it if they give you a demotion?
Yeah.
So anyway.
The food won't be as good, but you know.
And no. Stoney always focusing on the important things.
That's right. Yeah. You know.
Kang, what'd you make of all that, the offensive coordinator?
He's been knocked down a lot. I feel like he's been knocked down a lot. I think, you know, I like his attitude. I do take it for, you know, I think initially, though, it had to have hurt his pride. I know he said it, you know, didn't, at least for at least a moment or a day. But now everything reflection on it, and I'm sure Dan Campbell handled it perfectly because he knows he's going to need more in his mind and everything's still back on track because this is important for everyone to be on the same page here. And I think he's handling it great. And I think Dan Campbell's going to continue to call plays the rest of this year, but yeah, that doesn't rule out the book for next year. And I think that's the goal. I think next year is to get John Moran back to call and play so Dan Campbell can do what he does best, which is keep an oversight of everything and keep his energy everywhere.
All right. It's a long way off, obviously. We don't know how the season's going to end and what coaches are going to be available. But to live in a ridiculous crystal ball hypothetical, do you think if Campbell gives up play calling, which you said he would, I don't see him going back to Morton. I would see him if they fit the culture. Somebody like, you know, Daboll, Mike McDaniel, or somebody else. If Mike McDaniel doesn't have a job, I mean, those type of really good offensive minds, maybe.
Yeah, boy, talk about bringing up a topic I haven't given any consideration. Right. I have no idea what they'd be doing next year.
Right.
But, you know, it is something. There's a bridge over there to cross somewhere,
yes,
Stoney,
yeah,
off in the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Morton, if he's not guaranteed to call plays here, he's going to try and call plays somewhere else is my guess. There's nothing wrong with it.
John Gruden's a head coach somewhere. Maybe we'll go work for him.
That's true. That was one of my predictions, wasn't it? Gruden to the Giants?
Yeah.
All right. You ready to pick some games?
Yes.
Let's go.
It's now time for If I Bet It, But Now I Can, Uncensored Football Picks Thingy.
Okay, so Gator last week went 3-3. I went 4-2. Did Gator send picks over or no, Kang?
He did not.
Okay, so Stoney, you're picking for Gator this week.
Okay. We doing college for how
long? Yeah, we do three college games. I am 21-12 picking college games this year. 15-15 in the NFL, 36-27 overall. My locks are 7-4. Stoney, do you have one of these that you would be comfortable locking up?
In college, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's called the Put It in Stone.
Yeah, put it in stone.
All right, I like it. I'll start with a game tonight. I like Minnesota on the road against Oregon. I think this Oregon team might be slightly overrated. I think they'll win, but I'll take Minnesota plus a hefty 25.5.
I'm going to go where you're going to go, and that's Wrigley Field. Northwestern 5-3 against the spread. The Wolverines are 3-6 against the spread. Northwestern is technically at home. There'll be a lot of Michigan fans there, as you know. 11.5 is a lot of points. Northwestern always plays hard. Give me the Wildcats and the points.
Okay, I'm going to a game I expect to be a shootout. Two really good offenses and two bad defenses. The total's 58.5. I will take the over between UTSA and Charlotte.
Wow.
Over on UTSA and Charlotte.
Biff Pogge's former team, huh? Biff Pogge, yeah. Didn't think of that game, but I will go also with a game of over-under. I'm going to keep local. Michigan State, Penn State, 49.5. Michigan State's defense is puke. Overs, 6-3. The Spartans have gone over in their games. Penn State, 7-2 over in their games. So give me the over, 49.5.
I like an over as well. Wisconsin is at Indiana. The total on this game, a mere 43.5. I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana did that themselves. I'll take over 43.5 Wisconsin, Indiana, and that is my car house lock of the week.
My car house lock of the week.
Put it in stone lock of the week.
I like the Red Raiders of Texas Tech and UCF, the Fighting Scott Frost. They are on fumes right now. 23.5 points does seem like a lock. But Texas Tech is 9-1 against the spread. And I think even though it doesn't mean as much now, I do think they want style points. They're going to blow them out.
All right, next up for the NFL, I'm looking at a Washington team traveling to Miami. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite. I like the Fish to cover the 2.5.
Wow, we absolutely agree.
All right.
Miami giving the points, but it's not in Miami. I believe the game is in Madrid.
Oh,
it's
a Gator. I did pull a Gator.
It's in Madrid.
That's great.
So, you know, Miami, they speak Spanish. They'll be much better than Washington.
Even more reason to take them.
And Washington is 3-7 against the spread.
Jacksonville playing host to the L.A. Chargers. Chargers are getting 3. I will take the Chargers plus a 3.
I'm going to go to the AFC South clash between the Houston Texans, giving 6 points to the pathetic Tennessee Titans. The Titans 3-6 against the spread. Give me the fighting C.J. Strouds.
All right. My final game, Pittsburgh, is a 5.5-point home favorite against Cincinnati. I will just bite my lip and take Aaron Rodgers to cover the 5.5.
Well, we select the same game. But Cincinnati's defense is so bad that even Aaron Rodgers is going to score a lot of points. I'm going to take the over 48.5 in that game.
There it is. Those are our picks. Every week, Kang loves a game and hates a game. Which one of these picks do you like the most?
Just an FYI real quick. C.J. Stroud's ruled out for the game, Stoney.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But anyways, I'm going to stay away from your picks just because of that alone. I don't know what's going on over there. So I'm going to go stay with Doug here. Doug, which game do I like?
Yeah.
I like that Minnesota plus 25.5, Doug. I agree. I know it's Minnesota going to Oregon, but that's a big, big number. And I think they stay within that number. And that's all that matters when you're betting.
Okay. And which one do you hate?
All right, Doug, since you thought the game was in Miami, I'm going to have to go against that game right there. It's in Madrid. But also, people think, all right, they did win last week, a shocker, and Washington got blown out by the Lions. But this, I told you about these games, man. When it looks too good to be good, it's because it is. I like Washington to win outright against Miami.
You know, your logic makes no sense, but it's worked. And I don't get it. But last week, you went 1-1 in your love-hate picks. There it is. If I bet it, we do it every week. You're on Carson Anderson on 97.1. All right, Kang, I got a question for you. Because you are a collector dude, and the other day, the last penny was pressed and minted. It's 2 days ago. You being a collector, here's my question. Will a penny ever be worth more than a penny?
There are pennies that are definitely worth more than a penny. But this current, like in our current day and age right now, if you could find out which the last minted penny was, that would be worth something for sure. More than a penny.
The absolute last penny,
yes,
pressed.
Yes.
How much do you think the last penny, which has a actual value attached to it? I've looked it up.
I think it says it all right on there too.
It does it? Okay, yeah. How much would you think the last penny actually be worth?
Well, I first have to find out if I could find something on the penny that I could trust.
Well, let's say it gets authenticated by, you know.
No, it's in God we trust. So I think it'd be worth eventually like $100,000 at least. The last one we did millions. For all you collector people out there.
I don't
there.
Know about millions. It's worth money for sure.
The last one would be worth a
fortune.
Obviously
more than worth money, but
yeah. Double it.
Yeah.
I find this to be an interesting question.
I'm so glad this is happening, by the way.
Are you?
I've been on that. I'm 20 years ago, I went on this tirade about getting rid of the penny because I was pissed once that they wanted to change it, something. I said, just get rid of the penny. What do we need it for?
So Stoney was way ahead of his time, people.
Yeah.
What are you going to give away at Halloween now?
Oh, that's a good...
You don't do that, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Some families were back in the day, right?
Didn't they give away, there were some people back in the day.
So I want you to come up with this is your
an
homework
actual
assignment.
Number?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I want a homework assignment of how much is a penny worth? And by a penny, I mean the last penny ever printed or minted, pressed, whatever you call it. And see if we can figure that out. Because if you work there, wouldn't everybody like, hey, that's the last one.
But you'd have to have like certified witnesses that it's the last one and all that stuff.
I'm sure they have like, yeah, there's a, we know which one is the last one. I think it would be worth at least six figures. If you're saying a million, Stoney, I don't think you might not be off on that, man.
Penny's been around for.
I got to tell you though, you think of all like the memorabilia and stuff, like are people really going to be that impressed if you have a little case and you say this was the actual last penny?
Yes, because people are coin collectors and they pay money for things that to me are less valuable than that.
I mean, I guess that's true. If you're a coin collector, having the last penny is probably actually like the Holy Grail. If you're a coin collector.
Yeah, until the nickel stops.
Well, I mean.
Well, you can buy, like, did you know there was, like, you know, once a $500 bill, things like that? That's worth more than $500. It's worth like thousands of dollars,
right,
actually.
It's the rarity eventually over time.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess if people collect $2 bills.
Yeah, there's certain $2 bills that are worth more than others, though, going by the number on there, the serial number, whatever you call it.
It's not worth $2?
No, it's worth more.
But could you walk into a store with that $2 bill and say, this is actually worth more than $2? Can I?
No.
Only if that store was a collectible store.
Rich is on 97.1 A Ticket. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
He's talking with Tony, right? Or Stoney.
Yeah, Stoney's right here.
All right. Well, the average penny right now is worth 4 cents.
What?
It's worth 4 cents already. Ooh. They already stopped printing them.
I know. Well, they stopped on Thursday.
On Thursday, yesterday.
Okay. Well, they're worth 4 cents. And Stoney's right. The old ones with the leaves are going to be worth a lot more. So you can hang out of them. But if you want to just get rid of the average one from 85 to now, they're worth 4 cents already.
Where do you know that, just out of curiosity? Are you a collector? Or?
No, I listen to what Trump and everybody's doing, Democrat and stuff. So just mark my words, they're already worth 4 cents. Okay. Tony's right. The ones with leaves are going to be a whole lot more.
I don't think I ever mentioned the ones with leaves, but that's okay.
Elite sourcing indeed. All right.
Mark his words.
Heard this morning from JB Bickerstaff. Here's the question. Can you win in the NBA this way? This is what JB Bickerstaff had to say about this team's low number of three-point field goal attempts. Okay, so they do dominate the painted area.
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons' points in the paint is the highest in the NBA. I believe it's 49.6 points per game. Only one team in the league takes fewer threes per game than the Pistons, and that's the Houston Rockets. Can you win in the NBA the way that the Pistons are playing?
Yeah, I think you can. But here's the other thing. You have to be able to defend the three. And that's the one thing I don't think they're great at. It mystifies me why so many people, you're obsessed about the three, but you're not obsessed about defending the three. Because most of the threes that you see are open ones. By the way, just to give a plug, the Restore the Floor pod is out. We talked to Luke Walton. So that's pretty interesting. He's a good dude.
Did he give you any or shattering or breaking news?
No.
All right. Wasn't there something we wanted you to ask? Oh, we wanted you to ask about the uniforms. Did you get into the uniforms at all?
We got into the Grateful Dead, and if he would like the Pistons to have like a Grateful Dead type of uniform, he liked the City Connect uniforms though.
Dude, I want him to change that permanently. Mm-hmm. Don't at me.
So hey, real quick, just because we ran a bunch of text on it,
I don't know if I would go there.
Was everyone's saying the penny costs 4 cents to make? It's not worth 4 cents, so everyone wants to sell them their pennies for 3 cents. Though the guy, so just still worth one cent.
Thank you for clarifying.
You didn't like the jerseys they wore the other night?
Not like he did.
Oh, I know. Well, no, I mean he didn't. Nobody liked them like he did.
I'm gonna get him a City Connect onesie.
Make him a permanent jersey.
No, I say no to that. I thought they looked really nice.
Right.
I like the cream ones they had last year, too, but they were fine as far as alternatives.
They just still look weird when it's anything other than the red, white, and blue.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Did you like the Patriots uniforms last night?
I love the Patriots uniform. So did I. Now, if I'm New England, because we're winning, I would just tell the league, we're not changing. We're going to wear these at home. Find us whatever you can do. But we're not changing these uniforms. I like that. The Northeasterns.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Well, Rico, what do you guys have coming up next?
We got a big game this Sunday. We're going to talk a lot of Seattle Rams. No, I'm kidding.
That is
That's
a big
actually
game
the
too.
Bigger game. But yeah, locally, no. I mean, we're just going to ask a question to Lions fans, you know, before the game starts. If you win this thing, we can go ahead and say you're the best team in the NFC. But if you lose, you realize you may not even you may be a wild card team, and you have to be okay with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Have fun in Wrigley.
I'm excited.
Enjoy Wrigley Field.
We're going to get there early tomorrow morning and play catch down on the field, Jansen and I. So I've got my glove packed, ready to go.
These two, man, I'm telling you, when they're together, it's just like a sitcom.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. We leave you every Friday with the Gator Rant. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Wrigley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.